It's Tuesday, February 9th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Water plant breached in Florida, 2FA in open source, and does new tech spur innovation? This is the Business of Tech. I'm really longing for the days when the hacker stories were just ransomware. Widely reported today, a water treatment plant in Florida was breached last week. The attacker, while a plant operator watched on screen, began to adjust the sodium hydroxide levels. That's Lyle for those unfamiliar. Adjusted to a level 100 times normal, well into hazardous levels, the operator was able to quickly fix it. Tech details: an operator noticed use of TeamViewer start in the morning, which they used to, quote, monitor the system. TeamViewer itself has said they do not have indication of a compromise and stand ready to help. Operators noted there were other alarm systems which would fire and catch such a problem as well, and that the public was never in any danger. This is not the first attack on water treatment plants, with the earliest in 2000 in Australia, as well as ones in Illinois in 2011, and a report by Verizon of a breach of a water company in 2016. Why do we care? One of my predictions for this year was criminal negligence charges to someone in IT services. It's not hard to see why when I report on stories like this. These make you long for downtime as the consequence of a failure. Some systems may need to be much more difficult to manage. There's a reason in movies why two individuals have to turn keys to set off the nuclear weapons. That's to make doing it hard. Security is a balance of risk, and one of convenience, too. Support may be harder. That's not necessarily a bad thing. While I'm on the security beat, the Linux Foundation looked into the use of two-factor authentication by developers in open-source projects. The results are not good. Not quite half, 47.55%, didn't use it at all. Only 32% reported that some of their projects do, while just over a fifth, about 20%, reported all their projects require 2FA. Why? Lack of decision rather than a choice. They didn't know it was an option, or it wasn't considered, or thought it was just going to be too restrictive to require. Quote, it wasn't a decision, it was the default. Why do we care? That's just scary. Active decisions versus passive ones. An active decision is one you set out to make. A passive one is one that happens to you. They are both decisions, and you have to manage both. Not making a decision is a decision too. Addressing security, make sure you're looking for these as well. So here's something. You don't need the new shiny to spur innovation. Per research published in the Information and Organization Journal, even basic tools can be used for innovation if they're in a workplace environment where employees are encouraged to master IT. Short answer, it's the training, not the tools. Why do we care? Every vendor in the world wants you to buy their new shiny. They will all fail to deliver results if not implemented properly. What does that mean? We say it too often. It failed in implementation, for example. What it really means is a culture of mastering tech. Training. This is your key lesson. If you want to help your customers adopt technology or embrace what you've given or sold them, make sure you've delivered the training. Beyond that, work with business leadership within your customers to promote a culture of embracing the technology. That leads to happy, loyal, and more profitable customers. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I will be back again tomorrow.